kind of challenge do you see with these guys?
You know, they're an athletic group. They really are. They got speed. They got athletic guys. I mean, like I told our guys, all you got to do is go back and not only have they drafted high and well, I mean, they got some good, awfully good players. They get guys that play hard. And I think if you go back and you look at teams with maybe a record like this, you see the special teams as guys that, I mean, these guys are playing, you know, they haven't fallen off a bit. You know, obviously, any time you play on Sundays in this, you know, in this world, there's a concern, and they present some issues.
What's the trickle down of? All right, so now you've lost Quentin Rollins, you've lost Kevin King, House has got the shoulder. You get Meech back, and then you kind of don't get Meech back. But what is the trickle down for special teams then when there's those corner injuries, and you got Donatello, some of those guys down toward the bottom. How does that impact you?
Well, you know, experience. You know, guys that, you know, once again, I mean, you know, and that's what's kind of happened since I've, you know, that's kind of been our philosophy is you know, you play a lot of young guys, and then, you know, when you start getting into the 12th, 13th, 14th game, then they kind of, the light comes on a little bit, and you know, after they've gone through the hitting the wall and all those things, and you know, so now you kind of, but that's just that, you know, I think most everybody in this league is in that situation. And, you know, that's why you try to, you know, I've said this before in here is, you know, the thing you try to do in camp is you try to prepare for the season. And even though it's such a long season in the NFL, it's a little different, but still you try to get those guys as, you know, project, you know, that things like this can happen and usually do happen. So hopefully that, you know, we really do a great job, I think, of with our practice squad players, for example, of keeping them up to, I mean, we treat them just like they're playing and they practice and they're coached and, you know, same thing. So hopefully when they get their chance, then they're ready.
Go ahead, Wes.
How does Cole Quinn look?
Well, you know, he's a pro. I mean, he's been around. He's done it, you know, for a lot of years, and he's got a history. I mean, the family, you know, his brother, but he's a guy that you know, he those guys that can kick the ball across their body and so forth. I mean, it's an issue. Baltimore, certain teams, you know, they'll put two returners back there to keep the ball from rolling, and you know, he's a guy that, you know, he knows all the tricks. And you know, he can keep your returner from being able to field the ball.
Speaking of punting, you're looking at a pretty good number from Justin this season. I know there's been a couple moments, but how do you kind of view his season? I mean, his net average is pretty darn good. How do you kind of view his year?
Well, I think anytime you first year player in the National Football League, he's going to be better. Hopefully, his second, third year. But once again, I think it's, you know, he's done it. He's done it. But still, it's the inconsistency thing that we talk about all the time. And you know, he's done a good job. Don't get me wrong. He has. But so have the guys around him in terms of our gunners. And Jason does a great job with those gunners. I mean, that is so critical for us being able to get down there and hold the returns, you know, to a minimum. And you know, we've played some pretty good returners this year. And the one we're playing, you know, Sunday, I mean, I'm not sure which one it's going to be. But those guys have got to get down there and do a good job on the returners. So I think that all kind of goes hand in hand. And, you know, this is the real test, I think, and we talked about this, you know, all year is, you know, when you get into this time of the year, this time of the season, and of course it's, you know, it's not easy to kick out here, and it's probably not going to be easy to kick Sunday night, in Cleveland.
With young punters, when it comes to consistency, what are they searching for? What does that look like?
Well, I mean, when you get into drops and things like that, and particularly when you got wind, I mean, that ball can change. I mean, you got a 13-ounce object that's oblong, and, you know, you want it to drop the same place. You want it to hit on your foot the same place, and, you know, those laces will make it turn one way or the other. And if my arm's a little bit out or a little bit in or a little bit over, all those kind of things. And it's the consistency, and that just comes from, like anything else, is doing it, working on it, concentrating it, and you know, not necessarily worrying about where a punt goes when you're practicing. You always worry about the sound, and you know how it comes off your foot. And you know, he knows your brain's going to chase the ball. That's the issue. Your brain is going to chase it. So, you know, if it doesn't come off your foot clean, then you know, you're not getting what you want to get out of it. And when you add the elements, then not only do the elements affect the ball when they're in the air, when it's in the air, but it affects the ball from your hand to your foot.
Your
Ron, this is the last team on the schedule that doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs. When you play a team that doesn't really have anything to lose, do you warn your guys more about fakes or unique things just because there's no consequence?
Well, you know, we always talk about that. I deceptive is a deceptive because you're not expecting it. And we talk about it, we work on it, we show, you know, we go back. I think we went back to, 2010 or, 9, 10 for any deceptives that not only that they've used or he's used, the special teams coach has used, but, what they've had used against them as well. And once again, those are things that, you have to be able to react to them because you're not going to know that it's coming. So you got to be able to react to it. And once again, that it's always something we talk about and, try to work on being prepared for.
Ryan, if Goodson were up, would you have a place for him on special teams right away?
I'm sorry?
If Goodson were up, would you have a place for him on special teams?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If he was allowed to play, or if he's up, yeah, we'll find a place for him. I mean, he is a heck of a player. Was a heck of a player for us when he was playing, but still, he hadn't done it for a year, I think what he brings to the table in terms of speed, quickness, acceleration, toughness, knack for getting around the football. Those are all things that you don't necessarily coach as a guy given traits that and then you just kind of try to get them going in the right direction.